Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph and Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. The Mishnayos primarily until now in Maseches Demai have been discussing and talking about various exceptions, various leniencies when it comes to Demai. It spoke a lot about when we can believe someone to have separated Meiser and not. When is a person considered to be an Am Haaretz, an unlearned person, when it comes to Meiser and when not, and so on and so forth. And now as we begin the fifth parak of Maseches Demai, now we're going to discuss the actual process of separating the tithes, the miser, from the produce that was purchased, that was taken from an Am Haaretz. Now first, just a quick review of some of the things that we've discussed until now. Number one, an Am Haaretz is believed to have separated Truma Gedola, the Truma which goes to a Kohen. We assume that most Am Haaretz did separate that, and therefore there's no concern, there's no suspicion that the Am Haaretz didn't, and therefore when you have Demai, you wouldn't need to separate the Truma Gedola. What must be separated and then given to a Kohen? That's the Trumas Meiser, the section that is given by the Levi to the Kohen. Also, it can only be eaten by a Kohen, but the Trumas Meiser is what the Levi separates from the Meiser Rishon that he gets. That must be separated verbally and then handed to a Kohen, because only a Kohen can eat Shrumas Meiser. Then when it comes to Meiser Rishon, that which is generally given to a Levi, so that doesn't have to be physically separated, but we need what we call Kriya. You have to announce, verbally declare, like we learned in the previous parak. You must declare what the Meiser Rishon is, but you don't actually have to give it to a Levi. The Baal, the owner, can eat it himself. Now, the case that our Mishnah is going to be discussing specifically is a case where a person purchased bread from a baker. Now, the assumption is that the baker that you're buying the bread from bought the dough that he used to make the bread from an Am Haaretz, from an unlearned person, and therefore, this is considered to be Demai. Now, the question that many of the Mefarshim deal with in introducing this Mishnah is the fact that in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalit, in the second Perek of Maseches Demai, the Mishnah states clearly and explicitly that a Nachtum, that a baker, does need to separate the various Truma, the Challah, and so on and so forth. And therefore, we assume that when it comes to Demai, there's no issue when it comes to a Nachtum, because he already separated it. But many of the Mefarshim point out, if we just quick review of what we learned in the second Perek, that was only the case when it's someone who's selling it in a small amount. When you're selling it in small amounts, we assume that you're very careful about the amount that you're giving, and therefore you're making more money, there's more of a profit that you're making, and therefore we assume that such a person, such a baker, such a seller, would be required to separate in that situation. However, here, l'chora, most likely we're dealing with a case where the nachtam, or the baker, is selling in large quantities, like a wholesaler. And we learned in the second parak that when someone's selling in such large quantities, most likely there's less of a profit margin, he's making less money, and therefore he would not be required to separate Demai. And that's what our Mishnah is discussing, a case with a baker who seemingly is not making so much money, and therefore he's not required to separate Demai, but the person who buys it from him is. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach min hanachtom, someone buys bread from a baker. Ketzad hu ma'aser, how can he now separate the miser? Again, the assumption is that the bread that you're buying from the baker is demai, because the flour that the baker used came from an Am Haaretz. Says the Mishnah, no tel kedei trumas miser v'chala. What do you need to do? You need to take a knife and basically physically make a mark in the bread and separate from the bed enough that separates trumas miser and chala. Trumas miser is generally 1/100. 1%, generally speaking, is considered to be trumas miser. And that's really the only part that can only be eaten by a Kohen. Therefore, trumas miser, you need to separate it clearly and show this part's going to go to the Kohen, not going to be eaten by me. The challah. And even though challah really has nothing to do with miser, with separating tithes, but challah also is something that only goes to the Kohen, and Nachal is generally around 2%. It's between 1/24th or 1/48th, depending on the situation, as we'll learn in Maseches Challah. But either way, it's about 3%. If we add the Trumas Meiser and the Challah together, it's about 3% of the loaf. I got to take a knife, and about 3% of the loaf, make a mark in the bread, and show that this section 1/100, 1% of it is Trumas Meiser, I'm going to go to the Kohen, but the other 2% or so will go to the Kohen as part of Chala. Ve'omer, and the person must declare, must say, Echad me'mem ma'sheyeshkan, 1/100th of that which is here, Hari b'tzad ze Meiser. This is considered to be Meiser. Meaning to say that this Trumas Meiser that you're separating, this 1/100th, this 1% that you're separating, that's part of the Meiser region. That's part of what you have to give to the Levi to ultimately go to the Kohen. So he says, 1/100th, this Trumas Meiser, this is part of the Meiser region that is going to be going to the Levi, but ultimately going to the Kohen. And that he can't eat, that he has to physically separate and give to the Kohen. Usha'ar Meiser Samachlo. But the rest of the Meiser, the rest of Meiser Rishon, the 9/10ths, right? The 9/100, the 9% that's left, that is being declared, like we said, Meiser Rishon, the rest of the Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi. He can really eat it, but he just needs to declare that this 9/10th, this 9% is technically Meiser Rishon. So 1% is Trumas Meiser, and that has to go to the Kohen, and 9% is Meiser Rishon, but because it's Demai, he can just declare it as Meiser Rishon, and then he can eat it himself. Continues the Mishnah. And he continues to say, Zesha Sisi, Meiser, also Trumas Meiser love. And this 1/100, this Meiser, this section on the left side of this mark that you made in the bread, this is being made into Trumas Meiser, the Hashar Chal, and the rest is Chala, which also goes to the Kohen. So this 3% on this left side of the mark that I made in the bread, this all goes to the Kohen. 1% goes to the Kohen because it's Trumas Meiser, and the other 2% goes to the Kohen because it is Chala. And then again, there's another 9% that was there that was also part of that Meiser Rishon, but because it's Maaser Rishon, it goes normally to the Levi, but because it's Demai, we allow the owner to eat it. Continues the Mishnah. Umeiser Sheni b'tzfono o b'jeromo. And Meiser Sheni, still have to give Meiser Sheni. And that, as we've learned previously, has to be either taken physically to Yerushalayim to be eaten there, or it can be transferred onto coins and redeemed onto coins, and those coins can go and be used to buy food in Yerushalayim. So what's our case here? Meiser Sheni b'tzfono o b'jeromo. He has to declare Meiser Sheni is either on the northern part of this of the bread o b'jeromo, or on the southern part of the bread. Either way, umechulal al hamoz. What does he have to do? He has to transfer it onto the coins, and the coins will then be brought to Yerushalayim as part of Meiser Sheni. But the point is that the rest of this food, the rest of this bread, can be eaten by the owner. The only parts given to the Kohen are the 3%, again 1%, which is Trumas Meiser, and the other 2%, which is Chala. Okay, now we're going to continue with Parakeh Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to be a rather similar Mishnah to the previous one, but we're not, in this Mishnah, we're not discussing Demai, rather we're discussing Tevel, we're discussing produce or bread and so on, that we know for a fact was not separated, Meiser wasn't separated, I just baked it up, and now I need to separate Truma, Meiser, and so on. Says the Mishnah, Harotel hafresh Truma u'Trumas Meiser ka'achas. If a person wants to separate both Truma and Trumas Meiser at once, he wants to do some sort of magic trick. Normally, you separate Truma Gedola separately, then you take the Meiser Rishon, give that to the Levi, and the Levi then separates Trumas Meiser for the Kohen. But in this case, he wants to do a quick magic trick, basically, and just all of it is going to be separated, Truma and Trumas Meiser. What should he do? No till echad mishloshim v'shalosh u'shlish v'omer. What should he do? He should separate, like we learned in the previous mission, take a knife, put it on the bread, and basically make a mark there and show that 1 and 33.3, so that's really 3%, just like in the previous Mishnah, on the left side of the mark was 3%, because some of it was Chala, and some of it was Trumas Meiser. In this case, we're going to have 3% on the left side of the mark, 1% again is going to be the Trumas Meiser, and 2% is going to be the Truma Gedola. The Omer, and he should say, Echad mimeh mimashiyesh kan harei zeh betzad zechulin, that 1/100th, from that which is here, this is considered to be chulin. So this Trumas Meiser stuff is really still chulin. It hasn't taken that it hasn't become Trumas Meiser yet. The Hashar Truma Lakol, but the next 2%, the 2/100th that's left, the 2% that's left, that's considered to be truma gedola, and that's going to go directly to the kohen. And the 1/100th that's there, in addition, the 2% goes to the kohen as truma gedola. Then there's 1% left on the side, so that is considered to be ma'aser rishon, otherwise known as trumas ma'aser, that will be separated for the kohen from the ma'aser rishon. Usha'ar ma'aser samachlo, and the rest, this again, ma'aser rishon is 10%, so only 1% is trumas ma'aser. There's still 9% left, and that is going to be the rest of it. The rest of the next 9% is going to be ma'aser rishon, which goes directly to the levi. Continues the Mishnah. What else does he say? Zesha Sisi Meiser Asui Trumas Meiser Love. And this first 1% that I declared as Meiser, that's considered to be Trumas Meiser. Like we said, that's Trumas Meiser. That goes from the Levi to the Kohen. Meiser Sheni B'Tzvonu O'Bedromo U'Machul Alamos. And just like we said, we have to do Meiser Sheni, at least this year of the Shemitah. So we would take, for Meiser Sheni, we would declare either the northern part or the southern part of the bread, but either way, U'Machul Alamos. We're going to transfer the Meiser Sheni from the loaf onto the coins and bring that money to Yerushalayim to eat it there. Quick review. Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Demai discussed the case of Demai itself. How do you separate it? How do you separate Demai from the loaf of bread given by the baker? We discussed how to separate the Meiser and the Trumas Meiser. We discussed where the rest of the Meiser Rishon, the rest of the part that goes to the Levi, that can be eaten in a case of Demai by the Yisrael, but it still has to be declared. Once again, the Truma Gedola isn't being separated. The Trumas Meiser, which is the 1%, is. And the Meiser Rishon simply needs to be declared, but doesn't need to be, but doesn't need to be physically separate, and then Meiser Sheni will just be redeemed onto coins. And then Parakei Mishnah Beis discussed the case where we're specifically redeeming the Truma and the Trumas Meiser at once. It's Tevel, otherwise we must do that. And once again, we have 3%, 1% is Trumas Meiser, 2% is Truma Gedola, and then we have an additional 9%, that is Meiser Rishon, that goes to the Levium. And then the Mishnah concludes by discussing the Meiser Sheni once again, where he declares this is Meiser Sheni, but again, we're going to attach it, we're going to redeem it with various coins, and then those coins are going to be brought and used in Yerushalayim to purchase food there. Have a great day.